From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. It was hoped that the agreement would have allowed civilians to evacuate the city, but heavy fighting resumed there on Wednesday. Zayed said the resumption of bombing by the Syrian government forces and their allies on an area packed with civilians is almost certainly a violation of international law and that most likely constitutes a war crime. Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, saying they attacked government positions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was government forces who attacked first. Elsewhere, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, possibly including air defense equipment, when they retook the Syrian town of Palmyra. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he personally killed suspected drug traffickers during his two-decade tenure as mayor of the city of Davao. Duterte made the admission Monday during a speech before a group of businessmen, boasting that he would ride around the city on his motorcycle looking for a confrontation so he could kill.
But in Davao, I used to do it personally, just to show to the guys that if I can do it, why can't you?
The admission came amid defense of his crackdown on suspected drug dealers since taking office in June. Nearly 6,000 people have been killed by police and vigilantes during that time. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. For more on these and other news stories, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.